Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, every team has a kryptonite, you know, something that it just plagues them. Right now, getting down into an early hole is yours. Is that maybe the worst you can get because you're just constantly chasing a game?
Well, it's not fun. I mean, it's one thing about going down one, Schultze, but going down two or three, I mean, that's just virtually impossible to recover. And, we almost recovered last night from two, and we almost we did recover, obviously, last Friday from three. But, these first period blues, and I've been kind of obviously outspoken about it, but it really only has been the last three games. But so what? It's just that's we're living in the moment right now.
I asked Kyle Loaf this. We'll hear his answer coming up a little later in our pregame show, but none of you guys are psychology majors. You don't know, the players don't know, you know, is this team ready to go from the start? Is that frustrating as a coach that you can't tell?
Yeah, it is. I mean, obviously, again, it's hard. You don't know. It's easy for anybody outside, outside the team to sit there and analyze that and have all the answers, but, sports are, life's tough. I mean, it's just hard to figure out things sometimes, and it's hard to pinpoint all, is all I'm getting at.
As a coach, a lot of what you deal with is psychology-based. You know, some players need to be coached this way. Other players need to be coached that way. Some players can take, aggressive coaching. Other players need that reassuring voice. Is that something that's come naturally over the course of your coaching career, or have you evolved in that kind of stuff too?
Well, I think it's always kind of been there, and I think you evolve. I think you do. I think we evolve in everything we do, Schultze. I think, whether it's you and your profession, myself and my profession, anybody's profession, you do evolve over time, and you figure out how to deal with people in a different way, and you can figure out what works, what doesn't work, but there is a lot of psychology when you're dealing with people, and because you're dealing with different people, and their buttons are pushed. You got to push different buttons with each person, and it's nice when you can push the same buttons, but life doesn't work that way.
This year, you've scored first three times. You're 2-1. You haven't scored first six times. You're 1-5. You look back to last year. You scored first 20 times, and you were 9-8-3. You didn't score first 16 times last year. You were 5-9-2. I mean, it's granted not a huge sample size, but is the game really that simple? You have twice as better of a chance of winning when you play with a lead?
It helps. It just helps. I mean, your mood, how you're playing. No, because one thing, when you're down one, you're worried about getting down two. And, when you're up one, you're playing with the house money a little bit. It's weird, but that's just the way it goes.
How much can you dictate, how the rest of the game is going to go, though, when you are playing from a lead, as opposed to having it dictated to you when you're chasing?
Well, I mean, it's just the bottom line is you are in a little more control of the situation with the puck, and you're a little more cognizant of how you're going to manage the puck.
I guess one positive, your team doesn't seem to give up or let down whatsoever when they're, chasing the game a little bit. That is a heck of a positive, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm sick of pushing. I'm the pusher right there, Schultze, and that gets tough too. So, I want these guys to make sure that's their inner fuel. It's got to be them. Can't be me. And you only can do it for so long where you can try to push these guys, And it has to be done internally, but they're good. One thing we got a great bunch of guys, and I'm with them, but we got to rectify this disease.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tom, your second goal last night, Liam's power play goal. Yuri made a play off of the back wall. He kind of flipped his hips a little bit, and he was, to get onto his forehand. And you could just see all four penalty killers just immediately sag down to him. How did that one play, just coming off the wall like he did, make that play happen?
Well, I don't know, Schultze. I don't know what you're talking about, to be honest with you. I wish I could. All I remember in video today, too, the biggest reason I think how we scored right there, it's interesting, they blocked a shot. And once they blocked a shot, they're out of position. Well, then you got quick puck recovery, and now you can make a play, and that allowed that flanker pass from up top. Which I think was it Lufti?
Yep.
Lufti down to Jonesy, and then Jonesy saw Liam right there. So that was the biggest thing, is they were out of their structure. So you have to recover the puck. And that's the biggest thing with the power play. It's not necessarily what you're set up to do. It's how you recover. And when they're out of position, it's kind of like you're going for the kill. And there was quick puck movement, and they were out of position, and the goaltender was out of position. And it was a heck of a shot by Liam because he was on his forehand right there. It's a hard play on your forehand because you got to get it across your body. You got to elevate the puck, and by that time, typically that guy can get over 6 feet. I'm talking the goaltender, and he was money on that particular shot.
Kyle wasn't quite blue line middle. He was shaded a little left there, so that play really did go left to right, back to left. You're making a goalie move 6 feet now twice. How important is that?
You know what, Schultz? Yeah, a good observation on your part right there, and that's probably why Liam scored. Because if he was already square on the right side, I think he would have recovered and came over and stopped that if he had to. So you had good call right there, going over and then coming back, and that puts a lot of pressure on Pietola.
Last night in your postgame press conference, you said Kyle Loft might be your best captain. What is it that people maybe don't see that he does off the ice, that just the little things he does on the ice?
Well, he's verbal. He's smart. He does all the right things. From the standpoint of the coaches, he's just a strong. He's like another coach out there. He's just got a good feel for situations. He's got a good feel for tactics. He's got a good feel for, you know, what we're doing. He's got the pulse of the room. He's not afraid to come to me and disagree with me, or he's not afraid to come to me and agree with me, do this or do that. Like, he is, you know, he's, you know, I bend his ear a lot. I'm not afraid to bend his ear because, again, I value what he has to say.
You need a better start tonight, obviously. What's it going to take to get it done?
Hey, we'll just got to let it